Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. I am back. Yes, I'm back and I'm better. And we are back with a segment. We are going to talk about the Laura Lee, Gabriel Zamora, Jeffree Star, and Manny Mue Muha, however the fuck you say it. We're going to talk about them on this segment. So recently on YouTube, Laura Lee, I guess she apologized for her racist comments or whatever. And honestly, I feel like her apology was a piece of shit. It was very much like a acting class. Like, it wasn't genuine at all. Now, when you go on YouTube, type in Laura Lee's apology, go to her page and check it out. But don't just subscribe to that girl because she is a racist person. And I feel like she needs to get her shit together. So, she recently got banned from Ulta from, like, any sponsorship that involves Ulta or anything like that. So basically the story is that Gabriel Zamora, Manny, Nikita Dragon, I forgot about her, Nikita Dragon's in it, and Laura Lee, they were all in the picture where they stuck up the middle finger and they're like flipping somebody off or whatever. So then Gabriel Zamora decided to put on Twitter that, oh, look at us, we're doing better than you. And that was a subliminal towards Jeffree Star. So everybody figured that shit out. And then I guess Manny liked the picture first. Manny, Mue Muha, however the fuck you say it, he's very relevant. He liked the picture and then he lied about it. He lied and said like, oh, the picture, I liked it on accident, I told him to take it down. And then Laura Lee, she was in it too, and I guess Laura, she wanted Gabriel to take the picture down and shit like that. So she was actually the first one who said, hey yo, take the picture down, and he didn't take the picture down at first. So I guess Manny took the credit for it, and shit just got really messy. And after that picture, somebody pulled up Laura Lee's I guess her little racist comment where she was talking about to all the black people, hashtag Tyrone. Let me read it. At minor 15 at anti-joke Tyrone, tip for all black people, if you pull your pants up, you could run from the police faster. And then there was also another tweet where she said something about niggas in Paris or whatever, and she was like making racial comments. And she got caught up with that. And then with Nikita Dragon, I guess her thing was, is that she was also posting racist shit from 6 to 7 years ago. And the racist shit that she posted was, oh, I'm so tan that I look black. And then there was another tweet where she was saying, like, if your kid's ugly, I feel sorry for you, I would abuse them too. And then Gabriel, he posted the N-word. Like, he was, like, saying nigga this, nigga that. They want to see me in my sunglasses. Some irrelevant bullshit. So basically all of them said racial shit. I don't think Manny did. Manny's just a piece of shit. He's like an asshole. Like, he's just a bitch in general. Like, Manny, get your shit together. And so basically they all got caught the fuck up. Somebody pulled up the Laura Lee thing first and she went down first. So she got exposed. She lost 1 million subscribers on YouTube. She had 5 million subscribers, or 4 million, maybe in that range, but she lost like 1 million subscribers. And I was like, holy shit, you know, she fucking deserves it. And then Manny lost subscribers, Nikita lost subscribers, everybody's commenting under their pictures on how, you know, bad they were. Gabriel, I have respect for him more because he actually posted an apology video and he exposed his friends. He said like, oh, my friends, they weren't even checking up on me, except for one of them, Nikita Dragon, she checked up on me or whatever. But with Manny, he told me to take the picture down and he took credit for me taking the picture down, and he was like acting phony. And when Manny said that he didn't see the picture, he actually did see the picture. He wasn't at the beach, he was in his hotel, and he was just sitting there on his phone at the hotel the whole day. So yeah, Manny saw the picture. So Manny got exposed on that, and he liked that picture of Jeffree Star on purpose. So basically Jeffree Star and all these people that I'm talking about, they are beauty gurus, I guess. And Jeffree Star basically made their fucking career. Like, he made their career to the point where, like, they're using his makeup companies to, like, make their formulas for their makeup, their brands and shit like that. So they use Jeffree Star in a way, and they took Jeffree Star's kindness for a weakness, and then they kicked him to the curb and made it feel like, oh, he's the bad guy, he's just a racist fucker. Because Jeffree Star, he does have a racist past. And Jeffree Star, he actually apologized several fucking times about his racist past, his racial comments. And he also made a video on about his truth, about how he cuts himself, or he used to 10 years ago, and that's why he has tattoos all over his body. And then also, he made a video on him apologizing once again for his racial actions from over 10 years ago that I did not know about. I didn't like Jeffree Star at all for a very long time, because I was like, he's a racist fucker, like, I don't fuck with him. But in reality, he apologized so many fucking times that he honestly fucking meant it. If he apologizes for over 10 plus years and he's talking about how sorry he is, and he's actually owning up to his shit, saying what he said, and then putting like the definitions together, saying like, this word isn't okay and I said it, here goes the definition, yada yada, y'all should have respect for Jeffree Star. He's a real ass dude, he's a money maker, he's an entrepreneur, he's a businessman, and he has like several fucking companies. Now with these people, on the other hand, they're going down the drain, and that fucking sucks for them, because it's like, Jeffree Star made you and you guys are backlashing him, knowing that he's basically on the top of the pedestal and you guys are on the bottom. So I'm just like, holy fucking shit, like, you guys basically fucked up on yourselves. And like, I just feel like their apology should have been sincere. Like, Laura Lee's apology was the shittiest one, and her plan was okay, Gabriel, you're gonna apologize first, and then Manny's gonna apologize, and then I'm gonna apologize, and our PR team said that it was best for us to take accountability for our actions, so we're just gonna put out our apology videos one by one. So basically, Laura Lee's apology really wasn't sincere. There was fake ass tears, there was like one teardrop, and she was just over exaggerating on that shit. Like, I was like, Laura, like, literally, I want to punch you through the phone, like, you are so annoying. And then she posted out her apology, and she blamed the fact on her being from Alabama, and she said, like, she was young and dumb. Laura Lee's 28, 29 years old. This was 6 years ago. The bitch was 23. I'm 23. She's talking about, I was young and I didn't know better. And the Kid Dragon was in her maybe teens or 20s when she said the bullshit too. It's just like, first of all, Laura, you were fucking 23 years old, bitch. You knew better, so don't blame it on, I was young and I was from Alabama. You're blaming it on Alabama, and you're blaming it on your fucking age at the time. If you're in your 20s, and if you're 18 and up or whatever, you should know that those fucking tweets, including when it was the Trayvon Martin times, like when he got shot and killed, and there was like the whole thing about that, about him getting killed for no reason, you were an ignorant fucking bitch, basically. And I just feel like she's not my cup of tea. They got what they deserved, and I feel like they need to get more stuff took away from them. Like, Laura Lee, like, your makeup palette that BoxyCharm just like promoted on August of 2018, the Party Animal palette, it should literally be off of the Morphe site. Actually, Morphe's not even fucking with her like that, because when you type Laura Lee on the Morphe makeup website, her name doesn't pop up, but if you type a Party Animal, it pops up. So Laura Lee's not fucking with them. I just feel like everybody should be going down the drain except for Gabriel, because he literally had a sincere apology, and he literally said in his fucking video, hey, this is what Jeffree Star was talking about, they're fake as fuck, they're users, and only one person only cared about me, and that was Nikita Dragon, and she was checking up on me, but everybody else just wanted me to put an apology out first so they could look good and shit like that, and so their apologies could look like it's real or whatever. And actually, Jeffree Star reached out and he said on his Snapchat, like, hey, I accept your apology. It took me a long time. It took me over 10 minutes to even get on camera. I really appreciate your apology from Mantanen. But then when Manny posted an apology a day after Gabriel, everybody was like, this apology's fake. Like, it was literally him, then Laura, then Manny. Like, the apologies with Laura and Manny are fake. And Nikita Dragon, she just said that she's just not that person anymore. It's just like, okay, we get it. Like, you're a pretty girl now. You're not a guy anymore. But I feel like you should still own up to your shit. So that's my segment on the whole beauty community, the beauty gurus, the fucking scandal that's going on. And subscribe to my podcast. You will always get a notification when I post, because I will be posting more. And click the support button. Any amount helps to donate, to contribute to my channel. That would be fucking amazing, honestly, because this podcast thing, I honestly didn't have a lot of hopes for it at first. So that's why I was like, okay, you know what, I'm just probably gonna take a break from it and focus on my YouTube. Also, I have a YouTube channel, so it is charlovely95, charlovely space 95, and feel free to support to this podcast. It's only 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 a month. any amount helps, honestly, because I feel like I'm fucking amazing at this. So you guys have a wonderful day, and I will be back probably later on tonight with the part two, like I used to do my part one, part two, part three, or maybe tomorrow, and I'll probably be interviewing my friend as well on this whole beauty guru scandal. Bye, guys.